Siv Membeis Siv Gimel. Suda the Azmei Lemeitzi Betfilin. If you have a cloth, you set it aside to put your tefillin into it. Oilam. It should be a permanent thing to hold the tefillin, like we have the tefillin bags today. So if you miyachad something to permanently be what you use for holding your tefillin, Vitzol Betfilin. Also, you put the tefillin in them. Chadazim the one time. Also, Lemeitzi Bezuzah. You can't use it for other things. In other words, if you miyachad something to be mishamish to serve the kedusha, then it can be used only for kedusha. You have to miyachad a pair and use it one time. And you also have to miyachad for permanent use. If you put your tefillin temporarily in something, it doesn't have any kedusha. The bag that you use for your talus is not considered tashmish kedusha because the talus is not dover shebe kedusha. It's a tashmish mitzvah. Therefore, in the talus bag, you could put things that don't have kedusha. You could put money there also. And when you finish with it, then you don't have to put in the geniza. Even though very often you put the tefillin bag instead of the talus bag, so it's also been mishamish the tefillin, but in respect to that, it's indirect tashmish of the tefillin, the tashmish of the tashmish, and it's all right. He says that sometimes people travel and they use the tefillin bag for other things. L'maisa, that is improper behavior. There is a svara to Bim Lamed Tzfus, is that since he is rogel to do that, so lechatchila, when he wasn't miyachid for the tefillin, he's miyachid for a whole bunch of other things. In other words, if lechatchila miyachid for tefillin plus a whole bunch of other things, then that is all right. L'maisa lechatchila says you should have something specific for the tefillin. If you have something specific for the tefillin, you should not put anything else inside it. Says the Rambam, Im hitna lav mitchila b'cholin yinshar, if he specifically said that he wants this to be not full time for tefillin or not only for tefillin, then he could do whatever he wants. Aklav hamu'ubad l'shem tefillin osa lichtav lav divichol tazmona ki hagavna l'guf hakdusha mil sehi. Paskin, that a klav which is set aside for tefillin, you cannot use that for using things that don't have kedusha, because even though hazmona for a kli to hold the tefillin is not enough, you have to actually use it, but hazmona for the thing which you're going to write the tefillin on, the parchment, is enough to make it miyuchad the kedusha. So as the machaber, azmanei lo tzalbe, or tzalbe lo azmanei, shor le meitzi bezuzi. If you set aside for use for tefillin, but you did not start using for tefillin, or you use it for tefillin, but you didn't designate it only for tefillin, then you can use it for other things. And this, the Mishnah says that lechatchila, if you have something set aside only for the tefillin, you shouldn't even put your siddur in there, because it's also considered a lower level kedusha than the tefillin, unless you clearly designated for the two of them from the beginning.